Jonesboro voters are going to the polls today to decide how a sales tax can be spent. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says the issue is important because the results from the election will decide how quickly the city can pay off projects in the future.
We have spent a lot of time in the last months with focus groups and visiting with civic clubs and many, many areas of just telling the story. Basically, the story is that the public safety sales tax will expire at the end of this year in December 31st, which means that in 2015, the citizens will be paying a half a cent less tax than they are now. The second part of that is the fact that that takes $7 million out of our revenue stream, or 7.5 out of our revenue stream, that we need to balance our operating and maintenance account, O&M, and still give us opportunity to do some of our capital improvements.
In 2000, voters approved a permanent 1 cent city sales tax. Half of the money generated is spent on capital improvements, and the other half goes to general operations. Perrin says the issue asks for the tax money to be reallocated.
And what we're asking the people to do is to put all of that in the general fund, because in the last 4 to 5 years, we've done extensive capital improvements in many areas, everything from flood control to tension retention ponds to public safety. In the area of our new police station, also our municipal building, our new building on Dan Avenue for streets and sanitation, our parks division, just about every department has had some type of capital improvements.
If voters approve the special provision today, Perrin says money can be redirected to pay those projects off more quickly. If the measure does not pass, the tax will remain the same. Craighead County Clerk Kate Holliday says 425 people have voted early on the issue, and polls will close tonight at 7:30.